the May 23rd Selectmen's meeting. We're going to join me in the pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ Dan.
Susan Young.
Morning, Charlie.
Brian Brown.
Pat Moran.
Thank you. Approval of the minutes of May 9th, 2022.
I move to accept the May 9th, 22 minutes as published.
Could I just make one correction?
Definitely.
On line 27, it says that he was asked to rake and add gravel to both roads on Donovan Road and 27. Is that confusing that it's 27? Or how about the corner of?
The intersection.
Or intersection, yes.
No, Donovan Road and Route 27.
Okay, that's all right.
But it didn't get done. At least it didn't the other day.
No, I know. But that's okay.
Sue's going to bring it up.
The cemetery looks beautiful, so.
It does look.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Any other comments or suggestions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Agricultural Commission. Is Matt here today? He's not here today. We got a letter from the Agricultural Commission. After 3 years of excellent service on the Agricultural Commission, June Petrin has tendered her resignation. The commission would like to recommend the appointment of Melissa Madden of 166 Chester Road to fill her seat, which runs through 2025. Melissa has been active in the farmers market and intends to fill June's considerable role in that ongoing project. She is a long-term resident of Candia, and she and her husband have been actively farming here for many years. At our last meeting, the commission voted unanimously to recommend her appointment.
I'll make a motion to appoint Melissa Madden.
Yeah.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Roy.
Brian.
Patrick. Yeah.
And in that same process, we accepted her resignation.
Of June Petrin.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Scott Komisarek. This was goes back to the last meeting when we tabled the discussion because I wasn't comfortable with answering any questions if the rest of the board had any, so I asked Scott to come in. Scott, if you want to give us a brief overview of what it's about.
Scott Komisarek, 14 Main Street. I drilled a well on the south end of the 23 Main Street property. I got about 75 gallons a minute, and I'm going to be running a 72-hour pump test. I think you got a letter from my engineer, and it's monitored by the state, so anybody who wants their well monitored, I feel pretty confident that we've hit the aquifer. The property right on the other side of the church is 100 gallons a minute. We went down, we got so much water they had to stop drilling. So anyway, in situations like that, it's probably going to bode well for the surrounding well because it's going to probably be more than enough water. However, you do have the right to have your well monitored. I talked to Rod Jones with CYAA, and then there's a couple of the abutters that said, hey, we want our monitored. If the town would like this well monitored, then we'd be happy to add it to the list.
Is this the monitoring form
actually expired. It had to go into the state, which it has, but the same thing happened with the CYAA. They got in late, but I said, look, anybody who wants, if you want it monitored, then we'll add it to the list and we'll monitor it.
God, how deep did you have to go for that water?
We're at 540.
You hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know the way that water runs you know, from Severino's to Jerry Becker's, the Seidner's up there, they had a lot of water, and it was sort of a spine that comes up. And when I was talking with Dan Tasker, he's the one, he's a well driller out of Northwood, and he's the one that told me about, he drilled the house next to the church, and he said, we hit 100 gallons a minute there. So that's why when I was thinking about it, you know, I went to the south end, and I was hoping I was going to hit that. How you doing? So if the, you know, the town would like, I think we're going to do it sometime, maybe the middle of June, we're going to do that pump test.
Okay.
So like I said, if the town wants, you know, what it'll do is it'll show up as a correlation.
Right.
We don't expect it to be, especially in the distance that we have, we wouldn't expect a strong correlation in it. But if there was and it was a concern, then the state would step in, you know, to protect the abutters. So we have to prove, basically we pump it for 72 hours straight at double the anticipated need, which is already kind of cushioned from what in reality will actually be. So it's quite a, you know, the state's gotten in trouble in the past, you know, so they've kind of tightened up the regs as far as making sure there's adequate water, you know, at a particular source. So that's a pretty, when I did Candia Crossing, for instance, it was 48 hours, and now it's actually a 72-hour pump test.
Wow.
At double what they, you know, estimate they would need.
Scott, what's the horizontal distance between our well and your well?
You know, I didn't actually measure it.
Would that make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's quite a good distance. But again, I'm going to be doing Colleen Bolton here on the corner. We're going to be, you know, doing hers. We're going to be doing a couple on the other side. Again, you know, I just think that there's no, you know, no risk to the town. Might as well have the data. I would think if I was in a butter and I was the town, like when Rob Jones from COA called me, he said, "Scott, yeah, we sorry to get back to you, but we'd like to have it monitored." I said, "Yeah, sure. We'll just add it to the list." I think the same thing would apply for the town.
Let's see.
I say, if you don't mind, and if you think having the data is a good idea,
it's good
let's
to have
do it.
The data. It's good, yeah. Then we can show, and we can say, sure. Hey, this is no, no.
Put us on the list, please.
You got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. So this is filled out by?
Well, he says that's all expired now, so
oh,
he'll
okay.
just put it on the list, he said.
Okay.
We don't have to do
you
that.
You don't need the form, Scott? You don't need this form?
No, because it's actually too late. Like as far as with the state,
okay.
only the two, original two abutters were added, but I'm working with the guy that's doing the test, and I've already told him, hey, we're going to add CYA, and I'll just say, hey, we're going to add this one. And we'll do it exactly the same way and give you guys the same exact results.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Community Power Group members. I believe this is you, Kev.
It is. Kevin Coughlin, 96 Langford Road. We met last month.
Yeah.
Last meeting, and you got to give approval to form the committee. So we have a number of people that have agreed to be on the committee, which we need to get appointed. So I misunderstood. Al Couch kind of thought that they had to come here and be approved by you right now. Apparently, that's not necessarily so.
The board can approve them, and then the board signs the appointment slip, and then I can swear them in.
Okay.
Once the board appoints them, it's pretty much official.
So we can.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I name people off. Right now, is that how it would
sure.
work?
That'd
myself,
yeah.
My wife Brenda, who is not present, she's home with our new puppy, which is just a handful. Ryan Young, Bill Saffy, Dick Snow, all agreed to be on this committee. So we can then start having monthly meetings at that point.
Good.
Once we're signed in.
Who's the one you mentioned after Ryan?
Bill Saffy.
And Dick Snow.
And
get
Dick Snow.
Yep. You had mentioned available nights, and I was just kind of going through my phone trying to find that email, and I
have to go back to my email.
There's a Wednesday and
yeah,
a
maybe.
Thursday on certain of them.
Okay.
Yeah, second and fourth on Wednesday.
Something like that. Yeah, there's like two nights left.
Right.
We have cemetery trustee meeting.
Okay.
Planning board is the first and third, so it would have to be second.
I'll go
four
back to my
Wednesday.
Email I sent you. It's another like two nights available.
Oh. Seth Kovac was also on that list.
Oh,
sorry. It was, you were on the email I sent to Andrea a few minutes ago. But
you're going to be part of the committee?
Yes.
Okay.
No, don't they need an odd number?
child X.
Well, do we need to have an odd number, or is it advised?
If you're not gonna argue, you really don't.
I know.
If you get along, you'll be fine.
It's advised to have an odd number, I understand that.
Typically, but I don't think it's required.
I have another guy that may wanna be on it, but I don't think it's mandatory.
Thank you very much.
No, moving that forward has been great.
Okay, very good.
You got a motion then?
Do you want a motion to appoint these people?
Yes.
If I can make a motion to appoint them.
No, we'll do it.
I move we appoint the following individuals to the Community Power Group: Kevin Coughlin, Brenda Coughlin, Brian Young, Bill Safi, Dick Snow, and Beth Chalbeck.
Correct, thank you very much.
Second it, Russ?
Yes.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian?
Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll get in touch with them tomorrow about the dates.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's great.
And what is this, the ARM?
Oh, the ARM, that's Ryan is here for this, and I came up with the, I don't know if you checked your emails, I came up, you can look at it, if it's not right, we can.
If it was that one that you sent me.
Yeah, I just put a date, added a date to it, added today's date.
That should be.
Don't work, okay.
So the Conservation Commission is applying for some grant money out of the Aquatic Resource Mitigation Fund. So they've got steps to the application. Right now, we're just in the pre-proposal step. And so here's a copy of, this is the checklist, and then on the other side is the actual form.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You guys got copies of it?
Yeah.
So that can give you an idea. So one of the projects we had identified was on New Boston Road, right across from the old recycling center. There are two properties there that are town-owned. They're under the supervision of the Conservation Commission. We're looking to put conservation easements on them. So the two lots, and I can give you a bigger map if you want it, but the two lots in question are 40683 and 40682. And so this is the old recycling center here.
Okay.
And then these are the two lots that we're looking at. This lot here, you guys might be familiar with. It's where we just had the new bridge put across the brook there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conservation area now.
Right there. So both properties are under the management of the Conservation Commission. They're both town owned, but there's obviously cost associated with getting the easements put in place. You know, you have to have the property surveyed, there's legal, transactions. So rather than that all come out of just town money or our money, we're looking at getting part of, if not all of, that covered by grant money.
Okay.
So it's one of two projects we're going for this round. Every year you can apply. We're putting pre-proposals in for two, hoping to get at least one moved on to the next step, which is the actual proposal, which a little more in depth. But as part of the checklist, property owner needs to acknowledge that they're okay with us, putting this proposal in for their property. And these being town-owned, that would come from Board of Selectmen.
So one of those parcels is owned by the town?
They're both owned by the town.
Yeah.
And so it's just putting easements on the two properties.
Okay.
And so this will... That's the old recycling center here.
Yeah.
These are the two properties that we're looking at. And this is the one with that new bridge across
the
brook.
Okay.
So all we're looking for now is just a sign off of, yes, you acknowledge and are okay with us putting a pre-application in for this project.
Going for grant money? Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So, you want a motion?
Yeah,
that would be great.
Move to authorize the Conservation Commission to pursue the Aquatic Resource Management Mitigation Grant.
Second that.
Want to put the lot number in?
So this is just a letter that he needs.
And Andrea was nice enough to whip up a letter for me last minute. Thank you, Andrea.
Just need to sign it. It's good to go. It's going to go to, it's going to, and DES, right? Mrs. Summers.
Was there any other questions?
The board made the motion and seconded.
Yeah, I was just saying, we're putting the lot numbers on it?
Yep.
No, fine.
Oh, on the motion, you mean.
On the motion.
Okay, it's vote for lots 40683 and 40682.
Correct.
In second, I've.
That's good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, appreciate it.
If you can get a lot, keep bringing Grant money.
Yeah, Grant.
We're going to try. That's one of our.
That was the buzzword, the secret one, right there.
Grant money.
Depends on the project.
Painless. So we have here three, right, Andrea?
I'll look at. Is that bridge still sinking on that road?
Well, we have not signed off on that.
No, I just.
The town. That is sitting there.
Yeah, Dennis used to.
Yeah. We are not.
It's Floyd's.
We have not accepted that as being acceptable yet. Okay, we have yearly reviews. We had three. All from, two from the chief and one from the clerk's office. They were in the sign folders and it was brought up that we should maybe accept it at a meeting. And one of them is from the chief, Michael Bellevue.
Bear.
Bear.
Bellevue, whatever.
Bear.
Bear.
Bear. Going from. Replace that step, grade six, step 10, $26.76 an hour. And this, that was effective, actually, his review was supposed to have been done in February, correct? So there'll be some retro in there, I'm assuming.
I'll make a motion for that.
If you want to do them separate or all together?
Oh, it's up to you.
Yeah.
All together or separate? Yeah, I'll make a motion to book Officer Bayview?
Bear.
Bear. I'm sorry, to grade six, step 10.
Second that.
Effective February 10.
Effective February 10.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Russ.
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. The second one is for Deborah Martell, our ACO, animal control officer. And she'll be placed at grade three, step five, $17.43 an hour. And that would be effective April 28th.
I move we approve Chief McGillan's recommendation for a raise for the ACO, effective by April 28th.
I'll second.
Any discussion, questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. And the last one is for, all right, what's her name?
Ann Nerney.
Ann Nerney. Oh, my God, she didn't get played with a field, did she? Deputy Town Clerk. And that's from grade four, step one, to grade four, step two, $18.52 to $18.88.
I move we approve that raise as well.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? And that was based on her annual review. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Is this the one, or you got a separate one?
Yeah, there's all three there, just so if you measure getting signed tonight. All here. These need to be, because they have a reserve fund, one's a capital reserve fund, actually two are capital reserve fund, and one is from the building maintenance.
What's that?
These bills have to be paid out of capital reserve, two from capital reserve fund, and the other one's made the building maintenance fund. That's under, I have that under other business.
Oh, you do, do you?
I do. Just asked if we could approve them, to do some bills.
Oh, I already signed it, Doy. Can you make that into a deed?
Well, you sent that one.
Is that the one you already signed, Kate?
Yeah, somebody signed them.
You already signed that one. I already signed this. He's making my S into a D, so. I'll put wannabe after it.
Under old business, Andrea was going to bring up some things about the review policies. So
I'd like
to hold off, right?
Yeah. I'm just going to come up with a dress policy. We need one, so.
A best policy?
Dress policy.
Oh, dress policy.
So all
wow, that's going to be a hard one.
I found a couple, and they're specific to departments, so.
All right.
I'll bring it to the board, so we have it drafted, so.
Okay.
What with that?
Other. You're not going to have to comply.
What about the board?
You don't have to wear a dress.
You guys are good.
Anyone to bring up these?
Yes, these are just some bills that need to be paid. We're doing what Jessica wrote. So this one for the Harrison Shredder, is it Schrader? Schrader Enterprises is going to be paid out of the Water Supply Capital Reserve Fund.
Okay.
Who's it for?
Harrison Schrader Enterprise. It's sort of, it looks like it's like a.
The hose?
Yeah.
I guess.
The hose, yeah.
It looks like a hose, yep.
The best so water supply fund?
Yes. It's written here in red. It's going to come out of the.
You want a motion?
We just need to approve, pay it out of the water supply fund.
I move we approve the invoice from Harrison Schrader Enterprises in the amount of $2,375 and debit the Water Supply Capital Reserve Fund for payment.
Second. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Next one, I move that the board authorize payment of a $619.46 invoice from W.D. Perkins Fire Pump Specialties and to debit the Water Supply Capital Reserve Fund for that amount.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
You can hang on to this. I think she's got the originals.
Excuse myself from this. I probably should, because
I would, yeah.
I don't know. Did you want to do that one, Patrick? Building fund.
I'd just like the board to approve the payment of $2,205.36 for some building repairs taken out of the building maintenance reserve fund.
Second that. Just for the record, that was all the windows, right?
Not all of them, Brian, all the bathrooms.
All the bathrooms, yeah.
The maintenance guy, when he went around, he's been working on, what's his first name?
Richard.
Yeah.
Earmarked some of the bad ones. He's been painting all the inside sills and probably did, I don't know, I did probably 8 or 10 of them of the worst ones. Cut them back and put plastic on, and a lot of the trim was rotted up from the bottom.
Right at the base, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was a mess. You know, I did two of the dormers up on that side. One of the problems I see is the windows get left open. Either on these windows with the triple tracks on there, either the screen should be down or the storm should be down. But I see a lot of them with just the sash down. So if you get a driving rain, that wind, that water will come way into the inside window, and then it sets on that window. It's amazing how much a screen will deflect water if it's shut. So I got on Rick Langley's case. I said, shut your windows, because neither the storm or the screen was shut. Just the inside sash. So you gotta keep them shot, you know, either the storm should be down or the screen should be down.
I mean, they do have, I think, drains at the base there, but they never work because they get clogged
up with
dust.
But they get soaking wet in there, you know, and then the water gets into the corners and it rots and stuff. So it's just general, you know, just shut the windows, that's all. So.
Good.
But I think they're all in good shape now for the time being, all the bad ones I did.
All in favor?
Russ?
I'm good, I'm staying.
Boyd?
Brian?
Pat?
Thanks, Dean, for doing that. Yeah. I've been looking at that for a long time, windowsills. Yeah. Okay, other business. That's the only thing we had in other
business?
That's it,
yeah.
Okay. Town office will be closed Monday, May 30th, to observe for Memorial Day. Memorial Day services will be held Monday, May 30th at 11 o'clock in the morning at the statue on the hill by the Fitz Museum. And the next select board meeting is June 13th, 7 o'clock. Public input.
Yeah, I'd like one thing on their other business.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to Dean and his department. I had to go see Dean on March 15th. It was a Sunday. And Dean said, well, you know, we're doing spring cleaning today. I'm not going to have much time for you. So I went over there, and the whole department was out there scrubbing that place. They had one guy in one of those truck bays washing the walls. You know, when the trucks start up, they emit a little bit of smoke.
So.
This guy's in there scrubbing the walls. So I finally found Dean. He's upstairs mopping the floor in the meeting room. No, he's waxing. Sorry. He's waxing the floor. So there was a good example of community service and leading from the front. So I
well,
just
Leon
like
should have been helping.
He said the liaison should have helped.
I did. I held the mop that whatever the wax was.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you held it?
Yeah.
Well,
no, not that. I gave it to Dave so he could squirt it down.
There you go.
But it was a good example of what those guys do. Besides responding to fires, they take care of that station.
Yeah.
A lot of pride in that place. And Dean's right up there working just as hard as the rest of them. It's good to see.
Yes. We talked about this. I mentioned we would like to put a sign up at the recycling center, some type of sign. Something like this, when this comes up, we could put that in. You know, on the sign. So just reinforcing, we're looking into
community involvement.
So. Public, excuse me. Any public comments or nothing? Dick?
Are you running the safety facility meeting tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
I only saw it posted two places. It isn't on the website. Is Zoom going to be there?
Yeah.
The Safety Facility Committee is not on the website completely where it can find it. So I'm just telling you.
That's funny, everybody's been finding it.
It's illegal, but it's not anywhere on the website.
Did you look at that?
I wasn't aware that it was on tomorrow either.
The meeting tomorrow.
It's not here, Brian.
Hmm?
It's not.
No?
It's not on the website?
I sent an email out too to everybody last week that it would be able to. But I'll double check.
But it's posted two places, correct? So we're fine.
Did you get the email, Cal?
I did not.
No? Linda said she sent you one.
Well, I could have just...
Come on, you're retired now. You should have time to do that.
Walking the puppy.
Blame the puppy.
don't blame the puppy ate it.
It's funny, on my Yahoo email,
yeah.
I had 59,000 unopened emails until they purged some, so now I'm only about 9,000. So it could be there. I will look.
Okay. Well, we are having it tomorrow night at 5.
5 o'clock tomorrow.
Is there an agenda? Could you get the agenda on?
No, we don't have an agenda, Dick.
That's not on the calendar.
If you want to know, show up. Okay?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
The only other thing I...
They never have one, no.
The only thing I wanted to was, I reluctantly didn't mention at the last meeting, Jake Labby doing all that work at Foss Park for us. He did all that labor, all the material, and would not charge for any of it.
Mm.
So I just wanted to put a shout out to him too, to thank him for that.
Yeah, it's the same with Dick Weeks, does the memorial up by the library. And I was wondering who's in charge of memorials, actually, to tell you the truth. And he does that all the time. I'd like to, at some point, do something. I mean, he's up there a lot and at least cover his materials and like that.
Joseph Vera, I thought, used to head up that Memorial Day.
But I mean, who's responsibility
Tom,
in town?
Pardon?
Whose responsibility in town is that?
I think we're
It's the American Legion, right? American Legion, Tom.
Hayes.
Hayes, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, he's the gentleman now. It used to be Mr. Silvera, but now it's
Tom
Hayes.
But the town's responsible for it financially, correct? Like the materials.
Sure.
It's our property. I think Dickie has always done it. You're right.
Yes, he has. So that's another one.
We have a lot of people that do things for us, and sometimes they go unmentioned. All right. Was there anything else? Did the board have anything else? Nothing. entertain a motion, I guess.
Well,
wait a minute. You wanted to do the payroll thing again. Sorry about that.
Come on, Boyd.
Just do the total.
All right.
That's
so the grand total for payables and payroll for the 2 week period, May 12th and May 19th, 1922, came to $151,646.57. I move the board authorize.
Well, it's been done. You don't have to move it.
We just give it out for information. I know. It's going to take a while.
We've been doing it the whole way for years.
I know.
Okay. Just to balance that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in public record.
Right. Anything else, then, board members? Seeing nothing? Motion?
Move to adjourn.
I'll second. What? Are we going to adjourn the public meeting?
Yes. You can adjourn the public meeting after
public
you keep
meeting.
The meeting open.
We'd keep it open.
You're going to move into, You're moving into
non-public.
Want
to make a motion to go into a non-public.
And I move we move to a non-public meeting under RSA 91-A-3-2-A or 91-A-3-2-C.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
So?
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
That email.